Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
And welcome everyone to Truth Beer and Podsequences. If this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us. If this is not your first time listening, thank you for coming back. So Truth Beer and Podsequences is the podcast where we listen to all the Cincinnati craft beer podcasts for the past week. And then we sit down, talk about them, give our own version of the truth. And we hope there aren't too many consequences from the host of the other show when maybe we, our version doesn't exactly match up with theirs, but it's our truth anyway. So I am Marco. I'm a brewer in the Cincinnati craft beer scene, and I'm joined by a fantastic co-host.
I am Julia, and I like to write funny song parodies for Beer Fence Season.
Glad I got through that intro, Julia, for a second. I it was like an out-of-body experience where I was like, did I forget why I was on Earth at this moment? It was a little weird.
It was a little bit of a deja vu.
Yeah.
Today's show is going to be something special, I can already tell. Yeah, but had a little bit of a deja vu moment at the beginning. They're like, didn't we already do this? Didn't we just do this? But I mean, time flies when you're having fun. So
that's right.
It's been almost no time at all since last episode. Since last episode, we've started Beer Vent. So hopefully everyone is having an amazing time with any Beer Vent box that they may have, whether they bought it, whether someone, friend, family member, loved one, crafted one for them, or if you decided to do your own, self Beer Vent box to where you just close your eyes, reach into the fridge at the end of the day, and pick a random beer.
Yeah.
From December 1st leading up to Christmas.
That's always fun when your wife's boyfriend gets you a Beer Vent box. Those are great.
It's a little awkward, but, if the beers are good, you can kind of overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Strange. Shout out to our podcast host, BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery. Everybody out there within the sound of my voice and Julia's voice needs to get down to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery, have some of the goodness that they have on tap, or pull something out of the cooler. Heck, bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring your children, bring your wife, bring your wife's boyfriend. They've got wine on tap as well. And it just smells really fantastic in here.
It really does. The Cintas guy has done another fantastic job. Week after week, I am never disappointed with the smell of this place.
And a special show. We have producer Brian here with us, and you can tell that the weather is getting gearing up towards winter as winter is approaching. I think December 21st, official first day of winter. He has his knit Madtree hat on.
He does, with the pom-pom on top?
Yeah, with the pom-pom.
It looks good.
Yeah, it works
like
for
it.
Him.
It really does.
Yeah,
it really does.
Looks good on him.
He has the right shaped head for those kind of hats. I can't pull that off. It just looks odd.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Yeah, another thing I want to mention first off, as we begin the show, is we have a sponsor for today's show. Victoria M. has donated us a pint on coffee.com. I will put that link in the show notes. But if you would like to give us a pint to support the show, you can either bring some beer up to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery and let them know that it is for the Truth Beer and Podsequences team. Or if you would rather just buy us a pint without having to drive up to Montgomery, you can go to ko-fi.com/truthbeerpod. And again, I will put that in the show notes because it is a bitch of a thing to say, and I need to figure out something better. But Victoria, thank you so incredibly much. We really, really appreciate it. And speaking of pints that we are being bought, what do you have in your glass right now, Marco?
Julia, I have a Zombie Dust from a little brewery out in Munster, Indiana. Three Floyds, American Pale Ale, 6.5% ABV.
Excellent. I am drinking from Rusty Rail Brewing Waffle Sauce, which is an 8% brown ale, and it is quite tasty.
Yeah, I can remember. I did have a taste of that not long ago, and I can remember thinking, hey, this is kind of tasty. So,
yeah. So, Marco, have you listened to any podcasts this week?
I did. Still recovering after the Black Friday weekend and such, so I did not get to all of the podcasts as I usually do. I did get to all of the Cincinnati Craft Beer podcasts, so I know that I listened to Craft Parenting Pod.
As did I.
And let's see, what else? Saunders Stories.
I did too.
and then Cincy Brewcast.
As did I.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that all? Are we missing anyone?
Maybe. Are we?
There is a fourth one that we talked about in our pre-production meeting. It is the one with our favorite person.
Do I have another podcast?
Okay, your other favorite person.
Gosh, there's just so many.
I'll give you a hint.
There's so many.
I'll give you a hint.
I love everyone.
You do love everyone. This is true. That was not a fair question. I'll go ahead and let you know.
Go ahead.
Shift Beers.
So my favorite people. You said my favorite person.
Well, I was thinking Beth. So.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. I saw Beth.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. Where'd you see her?
At the place I don't work at, after they finished recording their show. I was there while they were recording their show, but I wasn't in the recording studio.
Yeah, you were just like peering at them through the window.
No, it was far less creepy than that. I was at the bar. Vincent and I, my son Vincent and I were at the bar. I stopped in to grab a pint, and then I picked up a six pack of Blackberry Breeze. Mm-hmm. My wife likes Blackberry Breeze.
That's
Shout
good.
Out to Rachel, my wife. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything. I did not know they were recording that day because it's a day that they usually don't record.
Okay.
And I didn't know that they were there. I was just sitting at the bar, and I sent a picture to Josh of what I was drinking at the bar. And he's like, dude, I'll be out in a few minutes. And
you're like, what do you mean you'll be out in a few minutes?
I was like, I didn't even know you guys were here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
And I saw Beth.
Well, should we jump right into it with... how do you want to pick our podcast today? There is a guy playing pinball behind us.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
pinball's happening.
What we can do is we can put one post-it with each of the podcast names on it on the little, above the little bumpers that they hit.
Uh-huh.
And have him, whichever one he hits first, that could be the podcast that, that could be the order that we do the podcast in.
That's fine with me. I mean, okay. I'm here till we get this done. So, I mean, whatever we want to do.
Close the place down.
We have done that before.
We have. All right. Well, give us a minute to go ahead and put some post-its on a pinball machine, and we'll be right back. All right. We are back, and our pinball wizard extraordinaire, did he say his name was Joe?
Yes, and he sure plays a mean pinball.
Yeah, I mean, he flew through the game he was playing, so we already have our order, the order of the shows that we are going to do. The first pinball bumper, I don't even know if that's what they're called, but I'm going to call it the bumpers. Hopefully everyone listening knows what I'm referring to.
It's probably better than calling them the bumpy thingies.
The bumpy thingies? Yeah, you're right on that. So the first bumpy thingy that he hit was Craft Parenting Podcast, and that is the one where they talked about their experience at Beer Booze Bonks Binks Blinks Banks Bobcats Boobs Boys Brains, I don't know.
Brains
yeah, is a good one brains. To end with, yes. And then, because he flew through all these, he then hit Sonder Stories, which is Chapter 83, the third anniversary show, Part 4. And I believe they said this was their final third anniversary episode?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Of the trilogy.
Right, the four-part trilogy that that they put out.
Yes.
Then he bumperized Shift Beers, which they talked about what are you putting in your beer show about. Adjuncts and beers.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one that he bonked, banked, boinked.
Boom.
Boomed. Booped. Boink. He booped the snoot of the bumper. I don't know. You know, who knows? Was Cincy Brewcast, where the gnome talked with Zach Holly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into Craft Parenting Podcast, episode 38, Beer, Booze, and Bonks Recovery, which we know a lot about because we had to recover just as much as they did.
Yeah, it was a Saturday night. It was fun hanging out with them. We
great
got to
time.
Got to have a really good time. We have talked about Beer, Booze, and Bonks in earlier episodes, just after Beer, Booze, and Bonks. But you know, they of course their podcast format follows where they talk about what they had done the previous week.
Correct. Yeah.
What's bothering Caroline in children's television, and then after that they go into what is the main topic, you know, much like for those that listen to Shift Beers, and all of you should, how Shift Beers has to drink in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after everyone goes around the table, talks about what they drink, then they go into the actual show content.
Right. But the only thing that I just want to slightly interject with that is the actual subject or topic of Craft Parenting Podcast that, you know, as you said, kind of fits in the middle of the show after what they did that week could be something that happened weeks ago. So it's not always something to where, hey, we're going to talk about this week, and as part of this week, we also did this. So if you're kind of going, wait, isn't the timing of that a little weird? It is, but it's not designed to be a straight timeline of a show. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Important clarification. Excellent conversation. I'm glad we're having it. And then
time is wibbly wobbly.
They did discuss, much like we did, hanging out, doing beer, booze, and bonks. They actually go into a little bit more of the game of foaling, which...
Good pronunciation.
Thank you. Which is really cool because Caroline went ahead and did... Caroline...
Very nice.
...went ahead and did her research on the game.
She did.
Even though she did not participate in the game.
Right.
So she talked about the fact that right when they got there, she found a buddy.
She did. She found a boot buddy. And for those of you going, what the hell are you guys talking about? For a while, including the night of beer, booze, bunks, Caroline was still in a boot for, was it an ankle injury or a foot injury? I think she said she twisted her ankle, but now that I'm thinking back about it, I feel terrible.
It's
but
our
either,
truth.
Either way,
whatever,
it's our truth.
Whatever. Go ahead.
She broke her knee and was wearing a boot because of it. That's what I'm going to get.
Okay,
what I'm gonna
very
get
good.
But yeah, she ran into someone else who was wearing a boot, and they did the little Charleston where, you know, you step back, step forward. They kind of tap boots, did that a couple times. And
almost like the kid in play.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they were kindred spirits, kismets, as as some of the folks from Sonder Stories would say, from the get-go.
And in a situation like that where you're at an event or a venue and you find a boot buddy, let's say, you go up and do, you know, the kid and play, you acknowledge each other, and then as you walk around, it gets less and less like kid and play and more like you're a cholo and you just like do a little head nod.
Yeah, you just do like the upward nod, you know, you don't,
right.
You just kind of like, yo, I see you.
Right, exactly.
I recognize you. I acknowledge you and your bootness.
I respect you.
One thing that Caroline pointed out that I have been trying to say about the game of foaling, and Josh keeps telling me that I'm wrong, but I'm siding with Caroline and saying that we are right. When you play foaling, the team is on the same side. It's not like cornhole to where one member of each team is opposite each other. So Lee and I were on the same team. You and Josh were on the same team. Not the other way around.
Okay, so if we follow that logic,
yes.
I still beat you and Lee three times in a row.
It was one and a half.
I thought
if I would if I would have
times.
Been if was, I would have been the bigger man, woman, whatever, I don't know. If I would have been
person.
A better person,
bigger they.
And I would not have taken back my quarterback sneak, spike the football, we would have won one and a half out of those three games. Easily.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on. Liam Neeson. No.
Oh, damn it.
Why
you got to pull out the big cards like
this? So, I am going to trust Caroline's research. She's a very learned person.
She is.
And seems like, you know, she did her research on this. I was just under the impression that because this is bowling, cornhole, football all put together, that it was similarly played to cornhole. Now,
which is understandable. I mean, I see where that mindset would come from.
Thank you. You know, forgive me for making an assumption. Either way, whether you're Josh and I were on a team or you and I were on a team, which, by the way, I thought that's what it was, you and I were on a team. Whatever team I was on still won three games in a row.
Still the winning team.
Yeah, and my shoulder still hurts.
Well, and that's the thing. They said Caroline and Joe did not play any foaling. I think it was mostly, you know, Caroline's foot in the boot.
I don't know if I buy that. Caroline got around just fine.
They said that playing the sports balls is best after you've had beers, which I agree 100% with.
Mm.
But they had beers and they didn't play. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the hesitancy there. I kind of wish I knew that they weren't playing or hadn't gotten the opportunity, because I would have offered, you know, my spot to one of them to kick you and Josh's ass, you know, soundly. I mean, Lee and I were doing a great job of it, you know, for at least one and a half of those games. But I want to make sure that other people have the opportunity to lord over you and Josh the way that
you and Lee did a great job. I mean, some of those games went on for several throws, and you know, you did a great job. I mean, to come in second, there's no problem. There's nothing wrong with coming in second three times in a row out of two teams.
Well, you know, as we said in grade school, first is worst, second is best. So I will take second place and my crown. Thank you very much.
Who said that? when did anybody ever say that?
So to get back into their recap of beer, booze, and bonks, the mystery beer machine.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline did pretty well with what she got. She got a Natty Light, which... out of the other things you could have gotten out
sure,
of the beer machine.
Yeah, in the spectrum of you know, good to not great.
And she got one of Westside's Hoppy Wheats, which is a very good beer. And Joe got Mad Tree's Legendary Lager, which he was not upset about at all, and he should not have been.
Nice beer.
But the first beer that Joe got, which is the best worst beer, which is why I'm leaving it for last, was a Steel Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think they took a couple drinks and then went, nope.
Yeah, with so much good beer around, that was a, you know,
yeah.
That was a boink.
Yeah, not a bonk.
No.
It's a good thing.
Bonk's a good thing. That was a boink.
It was definitely a boink. Did you notice that they put LeBron James
in
the show?
I did.
I was cracking up at that. I had to rewind it and listen to it a couple times just because that was absolutely amazing. You guys are the best.
Thank you guys for that. That was fun.
Yeah.
And if you were testing if we were actually listening,
yes, we were actually listening. we also remember hearing you say, you know, that, you know, poor Joe decided to finger the bottom of his cup.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want to know why... The why, when, where, how, what of that statement, you need to listen to Craft Parenting Podcast.
Definitely. Just want to say there's signs everywhere not to do that.
But it is one of those things where it's kind of like when you have a big button that says don't push this button, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you're going to push the button. And what else did you have on Craft Parenting Podcast?
Don't finger the bottom of your cup, Joe.
We are ready to move on to Sonder Stories, Chapter 82, Part 4 of their trilogy on their third anniversary.
Uh-huh.
But before we get into that, I see that you have a glass that has been freshly filled with a new wonderful-looking beer. What you got there?
Yeah, everyone who's been with the show knows that this show loves the Boston Beer Company, Sam Adams. I am having their Winter Lager.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, so Sam Adams, if you're listening, I know that there are several members of the Sam Adams family who listen to this show,
yeah.
Boston Beer Company, Samuel Adams.
For sure.
If you do still have any bottles of Utopias left that you're just like, I just don't know what to do with this,
right.
We would still be more than happy to take a bottle and to continue to spread the good Utopias word with all of our listeners.
Happy to do that.
Happy to do so. So reach out to us. We are at TruthBeerPod everywhere, or you can hit us up in your email at truthbeerpod@gmail.com.
Yes. And so who did we have on Sonder Stories for the first part of the fourth episode of the trilogy, mm-hmm. for the anniversary
third
episode?
Anniversary. We had Mark Miller, bartender extraordinaire. We had Yosemite Ben Ramsey, who is one of the brewers, and then Danny and Justin to round out the Power Four.
Just want to clear it up. The Mark Miller that was on the Sonder Stories is not the Mark Miller who does Outcast Podcast.
This
just want to clear that up.
This is correct.
And also works for Adina Brewing.
Yes.
And is also a musician.
Yes.
And a wonderful person. I don't know if this Mark Miller is a musician. Or I'm going to assume a wonderful person, but
more than likely does not work for Adina.
Correct.
Yes.
Since he works for Sonder.
Correct.
Bit of a conflict of interest.
I'm sure he's still a wonderful person, though.
We can make that assumption.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our truth. Let's do it.
Yeah. Boom.
So.
Wonderful person. So, wonderful person, Mark Miller. Mm-hmm. He gets started. What notes do you have on Mark Miller?
Anything? There were a couple things they talked about how... They talked about how things have changed for them in their roles at Sonder over the last year, you know, kind of coming out, I don't say coming out of the pandemic since we are still, you know, in the midst of, but coming into a more, a newer normal to where people can get together and hang out. One of the big things that Mark said was seeing people in the tap rooms again. He loves seeing the regulars come back in, the people that used to show up, you know, every evening after work or a couple times a week or once a week, that would make friends with other patrons while they're sitting at the bar. They would come in as strangers and leave, you know, give each other their numbers and you know, look forward to meeting each other at Sonder again the next time that they met up. So he loves seeing that come back. He loves seeing that friendship, those relationships reform in the tap room now that everything is getting back to normal. That was one of the biggest things that I thought was absolutely fantastic about what Mark had to say in this episode.
Yes, he really did explain in quite an elegant fashion.
Very, yeah.
How the fact that businesses were bringing back the quote unquote happy hour,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's where you know, he just it really touched him and was a memory that stood out and something that he was happy to see. Also, a little bit later in the episode, I don't know if you have any other notes before this, but Mark Miller was involved, unfortunately, in an accident that they talked about. Now, they didn't go into the details of the accident.
Right.
But there was a period where Mark was unable to work.
Right.
And when he finally did come back, it was an amazing, just overwhelming display of support and appreciation for Mark himself.
Right. I actually have written down, they talked about, and they asked this question of several of the groups that they talked to during the four-part trilogy of the third anniversary Sonder Stories episodes. They said, what was one of your most memorable beers from 2021? It could be a Sonder beer or it could be any beer, but just one beer that either was a fantastic beer or just the situation you were in made it very memorable. And Mark said that his first You Betcha when he came back after that injury was like coming home. You know, he felt really, really good about it, and it's something that he'll remember, that feeling that I'm back, I'm here.
I remember the feeling I have when I have You Betcha.
Yeah, what's the feeling?
Well, it has lactose.
Oh.
It did.
So there is a tingle, but so, it's...
So I haven't had You Betcha in quite a long time.
So Yosemite Ben,
yes.
The brewer, he is a redheaded ninja, so yep. He's not the stealthiest just because you can kind of see him coming, you know, a mile away, but he would love to see Sonder bring out maybe some, as part of their merch line, some Sonder branded knives,
mm-hmm.
swords,
yeah,
and like shurikens or ninja throwing stars, which I don't know about the knives or the swords, but I would love to get a couple Sonder branded throwing stars.
The Ginger Ninja, a katana.
A katana, yeah.
Katana blade.
Yes, that would be cool.
For the Ginger Ninja.
That would be very cool.
That's a beer name right there.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Go ahead and copyright that. And then when Sonder says that this is what they're doing, you can say, I demand multiple cases.
Of Ginger Ninja.
Of Ginger Ninja, as long as they make it without lactose.
Producer Brian. Get that. Get on that.
Yes.
Get that to me by COB.
They talked. One of the things that they talked about, not Ben or Mark specifically, but one of the memories that they brought up as one of the best kind of memories from the last, you know, year and a half or so, or from the past 3 years. I have to correct myself. Was their trip to Country Boy?
Yes.
Which they still have part of that episode in the intro.
Uh-huh.
So if you are a fan of the part of the Sonder Stories intro that talks about the dirt and the grime on the limes.
On the outside of your lime.
Then you love Country Boy.
Yep.
Yeah, and they sound like such fantastic people, and I'm really hoping that they're able to make a Country Boy collaboration a yearly thing.
I hope so.
If nothing else, just to get them back on the podcast, because that was a really fun show, not to jump to cover that instead of the third anniversary.
No, but that was a fun show.
But it was. It really was, yeah.
It was a fun show, and the collaboration was cool. Mm-hmm. Also, I liked it. And so I hope they get to do something in the future as a collab. And both sides want to do it. It's one of those things where
figuring out just timing and
production, you know, schedules and all this other stuff. I mean, you got to figure that out. But
right. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, at some point, I'm sure it's going to come back around. You know, I'm gonna double back here, Julia. I just want producer Brian to put it on the poll: Ginger Ninja, good name or the best name ever for a beer? Okay.
Quite possibly the best name ever. And the beer could be the best beer ever as long as it stays lactose-free and is not a sour.
Yeah.
Because there are too many amazing beers that you cannot enjoy, which is part of the reason that I brought in one of the beers that I've had in my fridge for just a short amount of time for you to have, Westside's Cold Brew Imperial Stout.
I just want to tell everybody this is very sweet of Julia, and thank you, Julia, very much. I am going to enjoy this when I have it, and when I have it, you will know that I've had it because I will put it out on social media for everyone.
Excellent. Yes, I was very tired of Marco coming here and only having plain old vanilla IPAs and pilsners and lagers, so I told him anytime that I find something either in a beer vent box or that I happen to pick up, if it does not have lactose, if it's not a sour and it's good, I want to make sure that he gets it. So thank you, Colin from Westside Brewing, for verifying for me that this beer will not kill Marco. That is not my intent.
I just wanted him to have this time. Well, thank you, Julia. I truly appreciate it.
If you beat me again in foaling, we may have to revisit this whole situation.
What else do we have here on Saunders Stories? We had the Ninja. You know, they asked the question, so it's an important conversation. I'm glad they are having it. If you could go back to be in any time period,
yes,
where would you want to be? And the Ginger Ninja wanted to go back when being a ninja was a thing.
Right, which would be the late 1800s. Well, leading up to the late 1800s. Okay. So not exactly ninjas, but samurais were around until 1868. That's when their kind of privileges and all that were officially revoked by Japan. But cowboys, that era started in the 1860s. So there's an almost 10-year thing where there could have been samurai cowboys, which I feel like samurais aren't exactly ninjas, but they're just as cool as ninjas. So maybe he could fit into that little decade period.
So whichever one comes first, though, is you're more of a this than a that. So
yes,
you could be a cowboy samurai.
Huh? He would 100% be a cowboy ninja or ninja cowboy, depending on how he wants to do that. Justin and Mark really kind of fed into that conversation and didn't really pinpoint where they would like to be, or at least not that I picked up on.
I picture Justin going back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Just loud colors and crazy shoes and
Lisa
big,
Frank everywhere.
Big overpuffed like leather jackets.
Yes, with shoulder pads in
them. Yeah.
You're right. I could see Justin fitting in that thing. Yeah. Danny's interesting. He is interesting. His answer was very interesting, is what I was trying to say. He said he would love to go back to he's never been to, or he was never a part of the 70s, but he would like to live in the 70s. Because of the music and the drugs.
Yeah, and from what I remember of the 70s, I mean, that's what was going on, you know, as the only member of this table that was alive during the 70s.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong. I was close.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have remembered any of it, but I was close.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun conversation that they had. Group one of this episode was a lot of fun. I don't think that they had Danny and Justin drinking as much for the secret drinking game that they were playing group two did.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't that big of a count for the secret drinking game. So everybody who's been with us for the past few shows knows that during these anniversary events from the start, or anniversary podcasts, all the way from the beginning, the first part of the four-part trilogy for the anniversary, their third anniversary show, Danny and Justin were playing an inside drinking game.
Actually, I just double checked. This is the first episode from the four-part anniversary trilogy that they do not have the drinking game rules in the show notes. So if you want to know what those rules were for the drinking game, you'll have to go back to either part one, two, or three of the third anniversary trilogy.
Very interesting.
To find that, yes. I wonder if that was by intent or if it was just
Fingers tired.
Fingers,
tired
yes.
Fingers.
Yes. It's a lot of words in the show description.
Yeah. A lot of words.
Yep. That's all that I had for group one.
Okay.
Did you have anything else before we move on to group two?
Now let's move on to group two.
All right. Celeboy Chad.
And then we have...
The hair model, Matt.
Hair model, Matt.
You can't read my handwriting. I'm sorry.
What you got Case of Base.
Case of Base. Good old Casey.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Danny and Justin.
Yep. Hey, Julia, guess what?
Chicken butt. What?
I had a salad for lunch today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I mean, kind of a weird flex,
Thank you.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Where'd you get it from?
Kroger.
All right. One of the pre-made salads, or did you kind of buy like the tub of salad
greens? Yeah, it was a pre-made salad.
Some of those are really good.
I had to eat so fast. I mean, it was just, I couldn't tell you if it was good or not. I can tell you the lettuce wasn't wilted.
Which is a positive.
60 seconds later, I had to go back to work.
Ah, that always sucks.
Yeah.
Chad, Matt, and Casey. And, of course, Justin and Danny, which Justin dropped a bombshell that he knows what holiday is on March 14th.
Sounds like an amazing holiday.
Did
a little research on it.
So, yes, it is. So, Justin, props to you for knowing and apparently celebrating March the 14th. So they started going into a bit about Casey, because Casey and his brother Noah both work at Sonder as they do deliveries. So they are known as...
The Delivery Brothers?
Super Delivery Brothers.
Super Delivery Brothers.
Yeah. So there was a whole conversation about, do they dress up as Mario and Luigi? Do they dress up as the Property Brothers?
I don't know why Danny was going around as the Property Brothers. I mean... I think, though, the Mario and Luigi thing is way... I mean, that's where...
That's going to be much more recognizable. So if you get to say... Like, if you are an establishment that they deliver to, are you going to have more of an impact made on you if someone dressed up like the Property Brothers, which would be basically one guy in a suit and one guy wearing flannel?
Like a tool belt.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Or... Would you be more interested in one guy showing up in, like, a green jumpsuit and one guy showing up in a red jumpsuit, fake mustaches and all?
Yeah.
That's going to make much more of an impact. And you'll be like, oh, it's Sonder Day.
Nah.
The Super Delivery Brothers are here.
Yeah, and one of them shows up and you go, it's me, Mario.
It's me, Noah. And don't forget to me, Casey.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, Casey mentioned... Well, no. Actually, I believe it was Justin that mentioned about Casey. He got upper body ripped.
Yep.
Moving all those kegs. But he still does not do leg day.
Right.
Which led to a transition into talking about Gorgeous Dylan.
Yeah.
And I kind of blanked for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. I had to take a break.
I mean, when you have...
Talk about Dylan.
Dylan, like, the Golden God, show up in a podcast. I mean, it all kind of goes out the window.
Yep. Throw it out.
It was pretty much all they talked about for the rest of section two, or, you know, group two.
Group two.
Of the Sonder Stories podcast, yeah. I don't have anything else written down other
than... That's it. I mean, other than, yes.
How gorgeous Dylan is.
Yeah, beautiful and gorgeous. Yeah. Beautiful and gorgeous Dylan. Mano y mano, you know, brotherly fight to the death sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That was so weird.
He wanted Casey and Noah to wrestle or arm wrestle, and they're like, well, if we get beers, you know, and us, yeah, absolutely, we'll do this. So maybe... Instead of having the two brothers brawling just for everyone's amusement,
they should
at Sonder randomly, put him in Punch-Out.
I think what's even better is you could utilize your beer garden and get him those giant sumo wrestler suits.
Yes, the inflatable ones?
Yes.
Yes, and just have them bounce.
Yeah, just bounce off each other. That would be great.
That would be amazing. They could fit that in as... Like part of the anniversary show, they could have it do whatever. You know, you could be, you know, have.
Or interim entertainment at Punch Out.
Yes. Speaking of entertainment, it felt like there was a lot of anti Chris Stapleton sentiments when they started, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
Down there near the end of that there episode. I don't know what in the hell just happened to me, but.
Yep.
We're going with it. They thought it was... They kind of make jokes about it the same way that we make jokes about it. It's a great segment. I love music. Music is fantastic. If you see anything that I do on Cincinnati Craft Beer Club on Facebook or reposting to the Truth Beer and Podsequences Facebook page, music is a thing. Music is a feeling. Music is awesome. So I definitely love the segment, but I do enjoy that that Chad, Matt, and Casey had a little bit of fun with that part of the episode.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I appreciate it. And you know what? Maybe they speak for more than just themselves.
It's possible.
Yep.
It's possible. What would be a song that could replace the What Are You Listening To jingle, do you think?
It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah. I'm down. They just need to have Dylan sing it.
Okay.
There we go.
We can do that.
I believe this for Sonder wraps up their third anniversary episodes. I believe the episode that came out today has nothing to do with the third anniversary.
No, it's the Coach Bip.
All right. And we will be covering that next week when we talk about Sonder Stories, because those episodes do come out the same day that we record. We typically don't have enough time to give it a good listen to really be able to digest the entire episode. So that's why our episodes of Sonder Stories may feel like they're a week late, but we are looking forward to that and looking forward to see what they do for their fourth anniversary.
Yes, and we will be along for that ride as Truth, Beer, and Podsequences, listening to them every week.
Yeah, and was there anything else that you had before we, well, you just refilled your glass. I'm going to need to refill mine, but is there anything else before we do so that you feel needs talking about for Sonder Stories?
I think we covered it.
Happy anniversary, even though this is 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, happy anniversary a month ago. Truly appreciate everything that Sonder is and does. You know.
And it was great hearing everyone's stories about not only the past year, but the past 3 years of Sonder.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back, guys. All right, we are about to jump into Shift Beers, but before we do, we felt that we should have a beer that is appropriate to drink while discussing Shift Beers. So I saved from the Higher Gravity Beer Vent box from the day two, Westside's exclusive Higher Gravity Beer Vent beer, High G Malt Liquor.
Those are some smooth malt liquor pickers over there at Higher Gravity. We're about to crack this open and get into it.
Ooh, I'm going to say it. That was crispy.
Ooh.
We'll see if Newbert wants to sue us or not. So Marco is pouring three cups of this, one for each of us and one for producer Brian, because he was kind enough to keep it in the cooler for us. I'll take that one.
It's sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
I got that one.
I'm going to go give this to producer Brian.
Yeah. So we are going to give that over to the man creating some of the dopest snowflakes that I have ever seen. It smells, I could pull a Brian and say it smells like plastic. Because, you know, I'm smelling the cup.
You got a plastic cup.
You got plastic. I know. Let's try this shit.
All right, cheers. Hold on. Cheers. Plastic cup cheers. Go ahead, Julia. All right, Julia's going to taste hers first. And took about half of what I poured her.
I mean, it's a malt liquor. Go big or go home, right?
Okay.
I like it. And Marco is taking his first drink. He's contemplating. He is trying to get the mic to pick up the throat sounds of the swallow, and it's not happening.
Not happening.
No. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm down for it. Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. It's okay.
Brian is busy cutting up snowflakes, so he will try it later, and we'll let you guys know what he thinks about High G. Westside does such a good job of every beer that they brew, even if it's not a style that you're into. They just do a hell of a good job all the time. Like, I am never upset with anything that they do.
It's 9.something%, so it'll get you drunk.
Yes, and it is still on tap at Westside. And I think Higher Gravity and Westside might have a couple 4-packs of 16 ounces left. By the time this is released on Friday, they may or may not. I don't know how much they have on draft. But check out Westside Brewing this weekend, coming into the next week, and if they still have it, this is definitely worth getting a pint of.
I wonder what format are they serving it? Because you should serve it irresponsibly in liters.
40-ounce pours.
Or 40-ounce pours, exactly.
Yes, if I bring in my Westside Oktoberfest Stein, will they fill the entire thing up with High G? Oh, shit. Hey, Chris, High G from Westside? The malt liquor?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
We just had friend of the show, one of our favorite people, walk in. Chris from Shift Beers. He is trying the High G right now. he seems like a malt liquor kind of guy. Like he would Edward 40 Hands some shit.
Yeah, Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah, what you think? Is it what it's supposed to be?
I mean, it's a home run. Right?
They nail it. Yeah.
It's a home run. For what it is, it's good.
Nice. And we were actually just about to talk about shift beers. So yeah. We're going to discuss with Chris, and we'll be right back once we do. All right. We are back, and we have the specialist of guests with us today who showed up. Not knowing that he said didn't know we were going to be here, but we're always here on Tuesdays. So
he had to pee, probably.
I would have thought you guys were gone by now.
No, we're typically here until almost 8 o'clock.
No. Nice.
Because we start talking and we don't shut up, and then we get more beer, and then we have to drink the beer, and then we have to wait a little bit before I drive all the way to the west side.
You've been here before with us. I mean, you know, we get here, we kind of take it easy, we do, you know, we put all the equipment together, and then we do a little production meeting, and then we get into it, and you know, there's breaks and stuff.
So
I'm looking at the laminated show notes, and then Julia has a notebook.
Correct.
I notice you don't have a notebook.
Notes. No, I don't.
His notes are in his head.
It's right up here.
So, okay, we need something crispy to happen.
Oh.
That crispy crack. Newbert Report is going to sue the shit out of us.
That is a crispy crack for sure.
So for those of us who do not recognize the heavenly voice that is joining us for the recap of Shift Beers, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Chris, and I'm from Shift Beers, and Heavenly is a weird way to describe, like, nasally and, like, nerdy and overweight and out of breath.
I mean, we're just talking about your voice, not any other part of the package.
No, some of that goes into the voice, too. The overweight and out of breath, like, the heavy breathing is, like, because of I walked, it's, like, at least 20 feet.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is.
You know, it's like a trip to the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you, the timing was absolutely impeccable because we were just getting our high Gs because we figure high G, the malt liquor from Westside Brewing for the Higher Gravity Beer Van Calendar, was the perfect beer to drink before talking about shift beers.
Yes.
And that is when you walked in the door.
It was
kismet. It was meant to be.
Fate.
It was fate.
Yes.
And you are now sponsoring the shift beer segment because you bought us all around of
Coors Banquet.
Hell yeah.
Got so some Coors.
I'm going to finish my, I'm going to chug the last of this high G and then I'm going to, I mean, do I pour it into a cup? Do I just.
I got a cup.
From the can? Yeah.
Simply because.
Oh, it's a little easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a cup. I like pouring into a cup because it releases the CO2.
That's
right. And if the CO2 gets released in the cup, then it doesn't have to release inside of me.
Yep.
To a lesser degree.
Because we do not do burp counts on Truth Beer and Pot.
Not on Truth Beer Pot. Truth Beer Pot.
True.
Right.
True. So we're going to be covering Shift Beers. I see you looking over my notes trying to figure out what's going on.
One, I can't read your handwriting.
No, I can't either.
Two, I can't. Like, and they're just impressed at the volume. What did you guys go over so far that I missed? What podcast?
Craft Parenting Podcast, where they recapped the Beers, Booze, and Bonks Festival.
Oh, nice.
Kind of their recovery from that. Mm-hmm.
I saw some titties at that festival.
All right. So, welcome, Chris.
Welcome. Welcome to Truth, Beer, and Consequences.
I'm so happy to be here.
Repeat guest, sponsor of the show and of this segment.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Sorry to my Josh, because this means that we're going to be here late.
He'll be all right.
Maybe. He'll be fine.
He'll be okay. Fine. Yeah. So episode 61, adjuncts, and they bring in, you know, beers that got the stuff to them, the extra stuff. They go into talking a little bit about what's an adjunct and, you know, is something like oats an adjunct and things like that. But before that, they did drinking.
We did.
They did. And I know that. I think it was it Beth that had that started talking about a long drink? So I wasn't sure if the long drink was the shifty or if the crumb cake from Rheingeist was the shifty. It was a little unclear.
It was a split shifty. I think Josh was having... I think we still have some high life left from Lee's visit.
Who is going to be a guest on the show later this month.
That's amazing.
Correct.
Yes.
What a great
yes.
guy. So Lee was on and left us some high life. So I think Josh was drinking high life. Beth and I were drinking the zero sugar, zero carb long drink.
Long drink.
Which I want to try that.
Fisher missed the crumb cake drinking or episode. I don't know if we even drank that on the show.
You guys mentioned it, and I couldn't tell if you drank it or not, so I'm glad that we're getting that clear.
Yeah, you actually went back and forth about whether it did or didn't make it on the show.
I don't know if we drank it on the show or not, but Anyway, so Brian was drinking that just because he hadn't had it and we had one left.
Right, okay.
So, okay. And as you guys know, beer fridge maintenance is a huge part of the Shift Beers podcast, right? So
yep.
We don't, like, singles in there are useless.
Yeah.
So whenever we have a, you know, a chance to finish something off, to replace it with something delicious.
So Brian went it was Thanksgiving. And so Brian went and did Thanksgiving with family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He said he didn't drink very much beer. It was more booze and wine. He talked about Chianti. Mm-hmm. He likes Chianti, and he went into
with some
the
fava beans.
Yeah, he had his turkey with some fava beans and nice Chianti.
Again, the impressions
so
on
good.
Point.
So good.
So he likes Chianti. So anybody who wants to get Brian, and Chris mentioned his last name on the show just a moment ago, a gift for the holidays, you can drop that off at the place they don't work at. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about that. Let's see. You and Josh did a group drinking, but Beth...
Yes.
What did Beth get into? Was she with Anique? With Anique like every week.
Right, pretty much.
Yeah, it's
pretty
every much other. It's a custody issue.
I gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So they went to the art museum, and then they went down to both Urban Artifact and Humble Monk, which are literally cat a corner from each other down in Northside.
Okay.
Beth had a bunch of the dinosaur beer series. And then they went over to Humble Monk and had, I don't remember everything that she had, but had some pretty good stuff.
She
over
said
there, met
the one
owners.
That stuck out was the English Mild. She said was just like banging. She, and you know, they specialize in traditional styles.
Correct. Like, more Belgian, yeah.
Like West Side does traditional styles. Like Humble Monk does traditional.
Yeah, they like, do traditional
Abbey
and,
ales. And,
right, more the Belgian style traditionals. Yeah. And they were getting ready to bottle their barrel aged wheat wine, jeez. I believe, when they went, which I still have one bottle from their very first release back in 2018 or 19. I think it might have been 2019 that I have down in my, I'll call it my cellar, but it's my basement.
Go get it real quick. We'll
so, yeah. I mean, what are you waiting on? I mean, with that, are you...
I was waiting on... It's not really Josh's thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just waiting to share it as part of more of an experience and not just, hey, let's sit around and open this. I bought two bottles. Already drank one of them. I drank one last year. It ages amazingly well. So, so she drank some of this year's... release.
Chris and Josh did that thing again.
They did, and they didn't invite us again.
No,
wait.
Uh-huh.
Wait. No.
Oh, I want to hear this. Let's hear it.
Josh didn't invite you guys?
To wrestling? No.
I got some. I have some scrolling to do. Guys, go ahead. Go on. Move along without me.
So they went to the, what is this, the Midwest?
Northern Wrestling Federation.
Northern Wrestling.
Was it down at Fairfield?
It was in Covington again.
Okay, so down at Beer Kiss,
right,
they do it down at Ludlow Theater.
Is that Ludlow?
Yeah. It's Ludlow Theater / Beer Kiss.
It was not at Ludlow.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, the one
it
was at Hits Indoor Sports Complex in Covington.
Okay, my bad.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, so there is a chat. I'm going to read the transcript. So
you guys are getting like the hottest take of this.
All right, so here it is. And I go...
hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let's give it a beat where Julia can put some like breaking news sort of
music.
You know.
All right. So the official, it goes like this. He goes, and this is Josh. He goes, you getting your own ticket or do you want me to get you yours? And I go, get me, Venmo coming. And then he goes, bro, front row is sold out. And I go, damn. He goes, general admission. And I go, of course.
And then anything I go, to get us in there,
of
man.
Course, right? And I go, we should bring our own table. And I said, and then I said, we should bring our own chairs and table. He goes, okay. I wish I had a light table. And he goes, what about Julia and Marco? And I said, in these words in this order, everyone who said thanks for the invite last time, which was like everyone we know.
Which was is basically me and Marco.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no, in the no. Yeah. Right? And then I said, I'm so excited. And I was like, also, I have a light table. We could bring our own table. Right. So, and he goes, fine, I'll just drop. Oh, he dropped it into the work chat.
We're not.
Josh, I said invite everyone who said invite me next time.
So how many people from the place you don't work at said that they wanted to go? Because that's.
One.
So dropping in the work chat wasn't even legit. because we don't work at the place you don't work at.
No, but so I said that legitimately. He goes, "What about Julian Marco?" And I said, "Yes,
yes."
Everyone who said. And then he goes, "What time is fajitas?"
asking the important questions.
Yeah. My house,
I mean, really asking the important questions.
So,
this next thing that I want to mention about shipped beers, because you know, you talked about that. I talked about drinking, wrestling, all that good stuff. You mentioned that Brett from Newbert Report is one of the cheapest Patreon level subscribers that you have, which any money is good money. You know what I mean? It's one of those, even if all he did was do a one-time contribution to try to buy a pint, a six-pack, whatever, for the show.
Cocaine.
You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, he didn't do enough for a bump.
Okay, well, you know, that's but it still is a sign of support, and...
We are... So it's so funny because we talk so much shit, but
they are such great guys.
They are
phenomenal,
the best.
Yes.
And as a hockey guy and someone who is a Canada sympathizer, which I am,
which means you apologize all the time.
I am. Yep.
Okay.
But no, like, I mean, I'm first generation, right? So like my parents and so like that's home.
Technically, I'm first generation German, actually. Not Canadian. Yeah. My dad was born over in Germany, and my sister and I, you know, he married my mom and stuff like that. So we're
didn't mean
to step over.
No, you're good. So I mean, I get it, right? Like we have a lot of things in common, us and those guys. So, anytime
like I say, the shift gears and flannel. I mean, it is such a fun show to watch.
Good Lord. Have you listened? I don't want to spoil next week.
I heard the shift beer of the week.
Shift beer of the week.
That's right.
That's amazing. I'm so happy that worked out so well.
That was so fun.
So they're not recording, I think. Is it this week? I think they're not recording.
Well, they're doing double episodes. They're going to record.
They fucking sure did. And boy, you could tell that second one.
Oh,
that
boy.
That second one gets wild.
Depending on what's going on, I'll either listen to the Newbert Report as a podcast or I'll watch it on YouTube. It just kind of depends on timing and all that. The last one that I watched was the episode that they called a train wreck, and I made, you know, the joking comments like, haha, you guys are wearing the same thing you did last episode, because they, you
good
know, were
you.
Making that
good for
they
you.
mentioned like, hey, you in the beginning, anybody gonna notice we're wearing the same thing?
Yes.
And that's why on YouTube I made a comment calling him out, like, I totally noticed this, guys, even though I watched the last one. I know what you're doing.
I fucking love it.
It's great.
Good
but
for
because of shift beers, Marco and I now have targets on our head should someone contribute to the $4.99 shift beers Patreon level.
It was brought
so
up.
This is kind of awkward having you sit here.
If Josh, Brian, and Beth want so badly for us to be the first ones to mail beers from the States to
and
them,
get to, yeah.
No one else is going to do it besides you guys. So, $1,000, we'll round it up.
Which, that actually answered one of the questions that we had during our production meeting.
No, you get
legit.
One.
Legit. Right, and that's what we were talking about. Before we started recording, or maybe this was in part of our pre-show talk.
Yeah, the production meeting.
I can't remember anymore. Was the production meeting?
All yeah, right. Production
We were
meeting.
Saying, was the... See how professional we...
Because of production meetings, it's amazing.
Bullshit. Because you had said if someone contributes the $4.99 level Patreon, Julia and Marco are the targets to make sure that we don't get Newbert Report beers before Shift Beers gets Newbert Report beers. Which I feel that you guys should get them.
Right.
Probably not beers. You're going to send them seltzers, right? I mean, that's all you guys do anymore.
No. So, to be fair, probably will only send them one of what we make.
That's cool.
So, it's only $4.99 to take out the duo. So I won't say that Caroline, I won't tell you who she picked, but it's one of you guys.
Well,
also that brings up why I'm here.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You know, Chris, I want to talk to you. I've been meaning to talk to you, and I think we should have a conversation.
You want
to
have a sit down?
We should have a conversation, Chris. I want to make you an offer.
An offer you can't refuse.
I like you, Chris.
All right. Well, Caroline was right. Here we go.
We are
off the rails.
Well, but you know, this all ties into what you were talking about on shift beer. So it's not entirely off the rails. It just, someone just pulled that lever to make the train go to the right when we thought it was going to go straight. Yeah. So we just need to wait for that next lever pull to get us back back on track.
You know, we are the number one Cincinnati craft beer podcast that talks about Cincinnati craft beer podcast.
You are.
We are.
So you are the number one podcast in Canada that talks about Cincinnati podcasts.
That's
craft beer podcast.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's a weird category, but you guys are the number one. I hope that everyone, and I don't know who listens, and I don't know what your guys' numbers are.
Rachel, Marcus' mom, Josh, my mom.
Right. Those guys. I hope. I listen.
You guys,
I hope that everyone gets it the way that I do, that you guys are essentially the talk soup of Cincinnati craft beer podcasts. Right? Like, there's just a level of ridiculousness with
just
the podcast in this town.
Enough,
it's
good. Yeah.
And the impressions and the songs and the bullshit. It's just enough that, like, I hope everyone gets it because it is absolutely hysterical.
We hope so, too. So going back to the gut.
I truly appreciate that, Chris. Yeah. That's high praise coming from somebody that I know I personally, and I think Julia... I hate to speak for anybody other than myself, but I think Julie and I have already proclaimed how much we just really enjoy your shift beers and everybody's commentary and comment that's on your show. And I truly appreciate that high praise. That 20 is right there, bud.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Got it.
But kind of going back to the...
You want to see the...
To kind of close the loop. Oh, Jesus.
That's what I gave it to you for.
Chris is going to bring out the truffle shovel
raise
for Marco here real fast.
That's right.
Well, after you guys talked about, you know, Chris wanting to kill both of us and...
Nope.
What you guys
Someone
drank.
Someone else wants to kill you guys. I don't want to do any of that.
Well, but you guys threatened us. Well, or rather, the $4.99 Patreon level threatened us for trying to say that we would send Newport Report
beers. It's an option
first.
If someone didn't want it done.
That's fair.
Correct.
That is fair. Okay. That is fair.
Well, then you got to beers with adjuncts.
We did.
And Beth brought one of the coolest sets of beers with adjuncts, the Urban Artifact Epicurean 4-pack. I don't know if the 4-pack had a name, if it was just a Japanese.
It's an interesting way to reference it.
But it had mochi matcha 5-spice cake, which I spelled with a K in my notes because I'm an idiot, and kimchi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Those were the four that were in there.
Yeah. You chugged the kimchi. You slammed that one.
There was no way. So I like kimchi.
Okay.
I absolutely like kimchi.
You do, really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason
a murderer.
Yeah, yes. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. So is there a reason, if you like kimchi, that you wanted to be through that beer as quickly as possible rather than trying to see how well they hit the mark on that?
So I'll say this as objectively as I can. There are things and flavors... That belong places and things and flavors that don't. And
that's fair. So Brett Coleman Baker is a listener and supporter of the show. So
no,
be careful with your words.
No, I wouldn't. And I would say this if you were here. So
they do amazing things.
They do. I just finished my first mixed 12-pack at the house. This is the first time I'd ever had Haro.
Because that's only available in their 12-pack, right?
No, heroin. I've had a lot. Haro, a traditional Goza.
Okay, very good.
I drank two of those last night as I was wrapping that 4-pack. They're delicious. And I love what those guys are doing. They're on another level from other sour breweries in the country, in the world, from what they're doing.
Sure, without a doubt.
And I love kimchi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I get... Kimchi.
Did she pose in Playboy?
Yeah, you know her.
Yeah, kimchi.
Yeah. 87.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
From the jump that I wasn't going to like the garlicky, like spicy. I'm like, all right, like we're going to do this. I'm in. And I would know.
But you like other spicy beers.
I like other spicy beers for sure. Okay. It's like the sour with the onion and the garlic.
Okay.
And it was right. It tasted like kimchi.
Now, was that the one out of the four that I feel like you all felt was the most on point as far as the flavor they were trying to go for?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It was a basis-clearing, bottom of the ninth, absolute grand slam, like, game winner as far as, like, relative to the flavor on the label, mm-hmm. like by a lot. The five spice cake was too. It was really, there was a little bit like I would have just too much star anise, but that's also a weird flavor to go in a sour beer.
Yeah.
The matcha and the mochi were like perfect. And I could have put away a whole four pack of either one of those, especially on a hot day. I knew going in the kimchi, I'm like, oh. So I poured them and I smelled it. I'm like, oh my God, like this is right. This is going to be delicious but awful, right?
Like, yeah,
like
for
kimchi
sure.
is
right,
not
sure, sure.
Like, so it's one of the best things ever. So like I love kimchi, and that beer tasted just like kimchi.
That's awesome.
But there's not something you drink. I slammed it. So, like one time there were stouts, and somebody put lactose and Butterfinger in a stout. One time. It took once.
And now that's all you can find.
And now it's all you can find.
Like that's why I was so excited when I found out that the cold brew Imperial Stout from Westside had no lactose.
Right.
I'm like, because I find these beers and I enjoy them and I'm like, this is so good. I want to share them with Margo, you know, have them on the show. But then I look and it's like, it has lactose or it has, you know, some of the sour strains to where I'm like, all he can drink are fucking Pilsners. So I was so excited to find someone we don't have to put 5 billion adjuncts, which kind of ties us back to your podcast. We don't have to put 5 billion adjuncts in this. We can do one simple one and make this amazing. You guys talked about that with like Bourbon County and...
The fucking wheat wine.
And something else. Yeah, like
the wheat wine.
There was one... like base, but ever since then it's been every single stout you can kind of find is there are 50 million other things thrown into it.
So the one you're thinking of is the Naked Baptist.
Yes, the Naked Baptist.
Yeah,
we did. Yes.
Naked Baptist.
Which sounded amazing.
Barrel-aged Baptist, which was the best beer we had on the show.
Yeah. Which I kind of feel a little hypocritical because I still need to pick up my Dark Charge order, but I did not order the base. I ordered the ones with the edges.
Ah,
so I'm like, base. I 100%, you know.
The base Dark Charge is fucking
I bet it's amazing. And if you take a quick break, we still have plenty of curves. Well, I don't know if Crystal has plenty of curves. He seems like
we still have plenty of curves.
I still have plenty of curves.
We all took care of the curves.
I'm a slow-ass drinker. You guys know this. But yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with Chris from Shift Beers to go over the the ever important
burp count.
Hell yeah.
4 weeks later.
A million years later.
It's so stupid. I wish he hadn't done that, but I love it so
much. Oh, it's awesome. I love it. I love it. This episode, I will say, one of the last notes that I had written down was lacking buttons. There weren't many buttons.
Beth called that out as well.
She did.
On the show, live.
Yes.
All right, so we are back. My glass is empty, but we do have another beer that that Chris was going to be
sharing.
Or no, Marco pulled this one out of the cooler. My bad. I'm giving you credit where credit is not due. So it is the Narragansett Lager. Nice big old can. We're going to go ahead and split that. Do you want to get a nice crispy can crack going, Marco?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right, here we go. All right. Yeah.
Brett, this is for you.
That was so crispy. You got a crack, but you got no pop.
It sounded good. Thank you, Chris.
Of course. Yeah.
So crispy.
All right. So once Chris is done pouring...
crispy.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck
pouring this, we are going to go over the burp count for this episode of Shift Beers, which was lacking.
Was it?
It was probably the lowest burp count you guys have had. And I'm not sure why, especially with you basically shotgunning that kimchi beer.
I think I think Chris has a story. I personally think that as free-flowing as all the episodes have been, as pretty consistent, or, you know, you've got highs and lows, I think there's a story behind why.
This episode's burp count was, like I said, one of the lowest that we've had, but there was a lot more conversation, a lot more going on.
That's all.
And there weren't as many beers being drank this episode as normal. I mean, you split the four-pack.
Long drinks and shifties, and There's a lot of beers that get drank on the show that maybe don't show up on the show, okay, too, right?
Which then you have no excuse for this burp count.
I have an excuse. So,
you have an excuse? Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So this episode's burp count, and I even went back. I listened to the episode twice to make sure that I wasn't missing something.
Wow, two clicks from Julia.
That's how I literally, because once
we got four listens.
Yeah. Once I'm done with an episode, my podcast app deletes it, so I had to re-download it. So you're welcome for
Thank
the
you.
Extra download this
Thank
week.
Thank you.
But I did. I had to re-listen twice because I went, did I zone out? Well, I don't know that I could have missed that
what
many.
What was the official count?
Nine.
Nine. Seems high.
Which is, well, okay, so let's back up a little bit. Marco, do you want to go over what the burp count game
okay,
is
yeah,
for
so,
any new
I mean,
listeners?
So for everyone who's been with us, thank you. You know what's going on. For the new listeners, we'll catch you up. So the burp count is essentially what it sounds like. You listen to Shift Beers. Every time somebody burps, you take a drink. What we do on this show is we tick mark. We count every audible burp. And then we give you the count, and a typical drink is about 2 ounces of liquid. So we do the math and let you know how many pints.
I didn't even need a calculator for this week's math.
Yeah. How many pints you would consume doing the drinking game along with Shift Beers. And
yeah, and this week's added spice, because I like to do little fun things for the side of my notebook where I have all my little tick marks. The added spice for the adjunct episode, 9 burps, 18 ounces, 1.125 pints. Just barely over 1 pint of beer during, or 1 pint of whatever beverage you'd like to take on in this episode. So Chris, you said you had an explanation.
There's no explanation.
Okay.
Josh is amazing at editing, except for episodes where we try to go for zero.
That's fair.
So we tried to
That's
go for zero.
Fair. Okay.
And you
okay.
can hear at the beginning.
I see.
Where one of us goes like, "Oh, I fucking blew it," right? Because the idea was,
I gotcha,
to go for zero, and we. My favorite is when you go for zero and you miss it by fucking 10, right?
Right. Almost 10. Almost 10. Yeah. That tracks. That tracks. And,
if that tells you how ridiculous that is.
Wonderful.
So that just says, instead of being like mad props for a ton of burps, that is mad props to Josh for his editing skills.
Did pretty good.
It was pretty seamless for how he cut that out.
Tell.
Now, yeah.
And we would have had no idea.
To
we
be fair, there was a lot of
like
going
holding
on
it in, like turning away from the mic, yeah, like we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that.
Well, that's great.
Well, that's awesome.
I love that you put that little nuance in there. So you never know.
You never know.
So on those days that we give a lower burp count, they could just be trying to.
I think it was a fun game. It's
it
like,
really
you know,
was,
we're
yeah.
all we're all a family, and we all listen to each other's shows, and thank you to everyone who does. And they said, you know what would be a cool thing as an inside joke is if we could maybe put out
a
show with
no burps.
And good on you guys, and I have a feeling that's gonna creep around again one of these days, and
probably will.
We will be ready for you.
So now we're gonna know. This kind of wraps up the Shift Beer segment of this episode. We still have Cincy Brewcast to cover, where he talked with Zach Holly over at Sonder. Well, not Zach Holly from Sonder Brewing, but they were at Sonder Brewing.
Correct.
And they talked to each other.
What a fun little unexpected guest, little interlude there. That was fantastic.
That was amazing. I had so much fun. Chris, thank you again so very, very much for being willing to sit down and talk about Shift Beers with us.
Let's talk about Cincy Brewcast. You
Let's
ready?
About, yeah, yeah, Cincy Brewcast.
Yeah, so Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Brewcast.
I'm so sorry, Gnome. I don't know why I do that.
Cincinnati Brewcast, Cincy Brewcast. Zach Holly was a guest on the show. And because why?
Because he runs the 513 Craft Brew Facebook group, because he is a huge fan of craft beer and Cincinnati craft beer, and the Gnarly Gnome felt that he needed to have the voice, one of the many voices of Cincinnati craft beer, on his show for this week's episode.
So the Gnarly Gnome makes it clear. I mean, of course, he says, you know, Cincy Brewcast, the voice of Cincy Craft, but when you really dig into it, it's not he.
Mm-hmm.
He is the conduit.
Correct. He provides the, like, literally the microphone for the voices that make up the Cincinnati craft beer community. And Zach is one of those voices.
Zach's one of those voices. He has a Facebook page. And so when you have a Facebook page talking about Cincinnati craft beer, you know, you get the interest of the Gnarly Gnome and, of course, us. Right, I mean, we are members.
Yes, we are.
I don't remember becoming a member, but I am. I remember you inviting me to become a member, and then I guess it just defaulted to membership. Nonetheless, not a bad thing. Happy about it.
It's a great community.
For sure.
Is something that Zach has said to kind of start digging into the Cincy Brewcast episode. Zach really wanted to hone in on the fact that there are a lot of Cincinnati craft beer Facebook communities out there. One of the bigger ones that I post to for beer events specifically is the Cincinnati Craft Beer Club. But he felt that there were so many Cincinnati craft beer Facebook groups that were very strict on you only can post about Cincinnati-specific craft beer, that you can only post, you know, what you're drinking, or, you know, you cannot post about X, Y, and Z. He wanted to have a much more inclusive group that, while the focus is on Cincinnati craft beer, he didn't want to turn anyone away because they were from another city, another state, or because they wanted to talk about a non-local craft beer. He wanted to make a much more inclusive, welcoming community to have everyone who enjoys craft beer be able to enjoy it with everyone else, regardless of location of the brewery or the person that's enjoying that particular brew.
Yes, that was his message after the Gnome coaxed some of his whys out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But they started off talking about, you know, having beer, talking about beer, and, you know, Zach is one of those guys because he loves Cincy craft beer, but he also is still very much a fan of a lot of the big beer releases that happen.
Sure.
So he was happy to be at Sonder having several of the tasters of the different family tradition, you know, releases. And then he discussed some of the, what is it called? The Goose Island, the ABM.
The Bourbon County.
Bourbon County.
Yeah.
He had several Bourbon County tastes or beers and collected some of those. So he wanted to talk about some of those.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a timely piece for anybody who chased those, you know, Bourbon County beers, which is cool. I got to tell you, personally, I don't chase any of that. And it's not me being some sort of weird, jaded, you know,
Cincinnati beer snob.
No, I just don't chase them. I don't. If you're going to break it out, great. I'm not chasing it. I'm going to drink what I want.
Well, and there are also limitations to what you can drink. And so it's harder for you, I feel like. And please correct me if I'm stepping over, you know, what your body can do, because I am not you. But I feel like for you, it is harder to try to hunt down these variants or these, you know, special beers, these special releases, these big releases, be they more national craft beer or even local, because you might not know what exactly is inside of it to know, can you drink it without, you know, being physically legitimately pained after taking it.
That's true. Certainly. I find it hard to trust right? Mm-hmm. And so, sure. I mean, with these beers, I don't mean in general, right?
Right. Right. No. This is purely about the beer itself, not anything else, right? No.
Yeah, as far as beer, I mean, gosh, I find it hard to trust whether everyone's going to be forthcoming with what's in their beer.
If it includes an allergen or not, if not the ingredients specifically, if there's an allergen that could be.
Correct. And if anything good can come out of this is somebody letting us know that there's a wide array or a various template of beers that I am steering away from mm-hmm. that I can actually have.
Right. I mean, I think that there was a really good point made on the show when they were talking about kind of Zach is a big fan of the Bourbon County beers, and he kind of searched out some of them. He got a couple of the Sonder family traditions as well. It almost sounded like he was picking the Bourbon County over the Sonder, but that could just be our truth, just to poke a little bit of good-natured humor at Zach's way. But yeah, I think he might be saying that Bourbon County is better than family traditions, maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Just my interpretation.
Maybe not.
But I feel like that's kind of similar to, like, I've never searched out any of the Bourbon County beers when they've come out. It's always felt like not a white whale, not something completely unobtainable to me, but just something that I don't know that I had the extra time and effort and money to put into trying to find the specific variants that I would be interested in. But that could change over time, just like all of our interest in craft beers change over time. This is the first year that I have purchased Dark Charge. Prior to this year, a lot of that has been purely a time and monetary restriction that I didn't go after pre-ordering or trying to show up on Dark Charge Day to some of these beers. Maybe one of these years there will be a Bourbon County variant that I say, I really am interested in this. I really want to try it. And that's part of what the beauty of the craft beer community and what Zach is trying to push in the 513 Craft Brew Facebook group. It doesn't matter if you are getting every single release of, you know, the Sonder Family Traditions, the very limited local beer release, or if you just want maybe the Blanton's release of the nationally produce craft beer that Goose Island is putting out. It's all about enjoying them with each other, sharing, hey, I was able to get this, I was able to get that, and just enjoying that experience with everyone that's within the group.
I agree, and I want to just state for the record that I have had Bourbon County Stout.
Nice.
I don't remember 2019, 2018, 2020. I don't remember what year it was, but I happened to be walking through the Kroger that my oldest child works at. And so it had to be 2019 or 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Bourbon County Stout.
Okay.
Just
sitting out there.
Just Bourbon County Stout.
Yeah.
That it was
like
nothing,
the base.
Nothing crazy.
Okay.
Just Bourbon County Stout. Just hanging out at a Kroger, and I said, "Okay, I mean, so it's here."
Yeah.
And I grabbed two bottles, and at some point I had them, and I just remember that they were a big, very tasty beers that I was like, okay, I mean, this is like an all-nighter. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm, unless I'm in a share situation, mm-hmm. which, by the way, most of those style or types or anything that I hold as like is sort of special, I want to have those in small amounts and share.
Mm-hmm.
Me having something.
That's how I am with Coors Banquet, funny enough.
Banquet. gotta get the, I get it. So the option is, number one, this is all I'm drinking all night.
Right.
Number two, I'm sharing with other people and maybe, you know, imbibing in other things.
Sure. And especially if you think that I don't know when I'm going to get out to a bottle share or with a group of friends that like this. Like my Josh isn't a big fan of bourbon barrel aged beers. He enjoyed the Grater's, you know, the little sample that we were able to partake in, you know, And he went, this beer is really good. But a lot of those are going to be either just me or if I find kind of somewhere to share them. So that's why I don't search them out a lot. But what's nice about the 513 Craft Brew group is those are the kind of people that are good with sharing. They don't feel that they need to hold on to or lord over you that I have this one beer and it is all mine all night.
He talked certainly about different beers, family mm-hmm. tradition, mm-hmm. Bourbon County Stout, and
yep.
talked about when he got into craft beer. And
it was going to Rheingeist. That's kind of introduction to the craft beer.
He's a Rheingeist guy. You know, he's going to hold the sword for Rheingeist.
Did you notice they did a shower beer talk?
They did.
They did. And it was one of those, Zach had never really heard or didn't really understand the concept of a shower beer, which...
Don't know where he's been.
Well, but I understand that because I take fast showers. I don't just stand in the shower. And when my Josh said, oh, well, take your beer in the shower, drink it while you're in there, I'm like, but I'm washing my hair. I'm using soap. I'm like, I'm not just standing in there just to stand there. I don't get this. But then I had a shower beer. And my world entirely changed.
Yeah, it's
now
great.
It is.
Yeah, it's great.
But they were talking about, and I thought that this was great. It's normally a lower ABV beer that you have in the shower after, you know, yard work or whatever the case may be. But think about this. Say you take a high ABV beer. Say you take a bottle of Family Traditions as your shower beer.
Okay.
Combine that, and this is going back a couple episodes into Sonder Stories.
Okay.
Combine that with Justin's rotating shower floor.
Ooh.
I mean, if that could be Zach's first experience with a shower beer, high ABV and a rotating shower floor, and one of Gnome's shakuzis.
Ah, yes, a shakuzi.
The shower koozie.
So if anyone has
a
koozie where you could... You know, Velcro your shower beer to a wall, the Gnarly Gnome.
He can tell you where to get one.
Yeah, that's the guy.
No, I normally just set mine like on the tub rim. There's like a flat part where you can normally set shampoo bottles, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But shower
beers. Fuck shampoo bottles.
Well, you know what?
Kick them out.
What do you use? You have fantastic hair.
Thank you.
What do you use if you don't use shampoos?
Just juices and berries. Where do you want to wrap up? What are your last thoughts on the show? Clearly, Zach is he's the head of a Facebook group.
And he's becoming a very loud voice in the Cincinnati craft beer community, I feel like. He is trying to get to more of the releases, more of the events. You know, he wants to make sure that people know that he is all about Cincinnati craft beer.
For sure.
He is all-inclusive, not just the Cincinnati craft beer, but craft beer in general.
For sure. And supporter of the show. Listener of the show.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, we can't thank him enough for that.
Thank you for listening. But also... a new parent or gonna
he's
be
going
a,
to be he's
going to
he
be
is,
a new
he's
parent
expecting very soon so craft so parenting we, podcast may be something that he finds
possibly
a lot of good information in
possibly
he just started his own podcast which is Spotify only A Dude in His Stout, which I found it kind of funny. Zach wasn't even 100% positive of the name of his podcast on the show. But,
yeah,
I mean, it is. It's
a Dude in His Stout. But the thing is, the reason why we don't cover it is because it's not in our format.
Correct.
We're not Spotificians.
Right.
So apologize.
But if you use Spotify, like everyone's posting now, Spotify, I guess, does a yearly recap of what you've been listening to, what you've listened to the most. So I've seen a lot of social media posts about Spotify. I don't use it. I use whatever my podcasting app downloads from, and I guess it's not Spotify because I haven't been able to find it yet. But try to search for it, A Dude in His Stout.
So.
But no, this was a fun episode because it was Gnome just sitting down with basically a friend, a member of the Cincinnati craft beer community, not a business, not a entity of any sort, having just a conversation about the beers they like and what they enjoy about about the community. So look up 513, the 513 Craft Beer Facebook community if you want to be a part of a community that is all-inclusive, that is all about just enjoying craft beer regardless of where it comes from. And also follow Cincy Brewcast. Support everything that the Gnome does. He has done so much for our podcast, our intro music, our outro music, the stinger music within the episode is 99% his. Every now and then I do pick some stuff from the interwebs to put in there, but listen to the podcast, support Zach and what he is working on doing. He's a good dude.
Well, for sure. Good dude. Good hanging out with you at Beer, Booze, and Bonks. And
agreed.
There's photo evidence that we did such.
Yes, sir.
That he posted on his Facebook page. So, Zach, good hanging out with you. Good, glad to see
good
you
to
on the
you.
Show.
Yeah.
Good to meet you. And I'm sure we're going to, you know, cross paths in the future. What I would say is, as far as the Gnome, Julia is correct. Please do all of that. And the Gnome is the Gnome. The Gnome took the leap to be his own business. So
I think that's still a couple weeks in the making, I think by the beginning of the year, but he will be full-time gnoming before long, and we are so incredibly excited for him.
He announced it, so those in need of gnome creative, needs.
Yeah, music, video, photography, audio work. He helps with Chef Tony's podcast and video live streams. So check out gnomecreative.com for any audio visual needs that you may have and see if Gnome can help you out with it. He's a great guy.
Absolutely. Other than that, Julia, the only thing I can think of is
we need to talk about how to support Truth Beer and Potsequences.
Correct.
Yeah. So you can support us by liking, subscribing, sharing, reviewing us on any of the podcast apps you listen to that allow you to do reviews. Get us up there on the charts so we can remain number one on the Canadian food and beverage charts and maybe get up there on the American ones on occasion.
Yeah, so we're the number one podcast that covers Cincinnati Craft Beer Podcast.
Yes.
So if you enjoy it, support us. I'd appreciate it. And Julia.
And follow us everywhere at Truth Beer Pod on all social medias. Email us at truthbeerpod@gmail.com. If there's something you want us to know about, be it a beer event, something you want to hear us talk about on the show, a podcast that you know of that's based out of Cincinnati that's talking about Cincinnati craft beer, you can buy us a pint at ko-fi.com. That's coffee.com/truthbeerpod. I'll put that in the show notes.
Just like Victoria M. did.
Hell
yes. Thank you.
And Josh. And Josh from Shift Beers.
And Josh from Shift Beers. And thank you to Chris for stopping by and sponsoring a segment.
Correct.
Julia, what are you doing this coming week? And what maybe are you doing this coming Tuesday?
I think that I am going to be listening to a couple of all of the Cincinnati Craft Beer podcasts. And then I'm going to be coming to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery, where I can talk to you about those podcasts.
Can't wait, Julia. Cheers. Yeah. We have plastic cups, so you can't hear it.
but
cheers, and thank you to everyone, and catch you next time.
We'll see you next week.